The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission went to court more than 2 years ago based on a complaint from a woman that had been hired to work inside Juno's Costco in 2016. About a year after she was hired, Terry Baker had been told she could not use the bathroom except during her regular shift's two breaks. That's despite producing evidence she had a medical condition that could require a trip to the bathroom more often than twice over a 6.5 hour period, says EEOC attorney Amos Blackman.
You know, we saw here an employee who really suffered unnecessarily, and also just a larger issue of a type of policy, this refusal to accommodate additional bathroom breaks, that had the likelihood of impacting any number of workers.
The 2019 lawsuit didn't directly involve Costco. The retail chain doesn't hire the people that offer the product samples in its aisles. They are employees of Club Demonstration Services, a subsidiary of a larger firm with global reach, which has tens of thousands of people on its payroll.
Club Demonstration Services has an older workforce than many companies. It employs many employees with physical disabilities and older workers, and that is great, right? But that doesn't give any employer the right to say, well, because we hired you in the first place and we can easily replace you, we're not going to accommodate you.
A settlement approved by a federal judge Tuesday puts the company under what's called a consent decree. Regional managers will have to be trained on the company's legal obligations under federal anti-discrimination laws that require reasonable accommodation for employees with underlying medical conditions. That includes the Americans with Disabilities Act. The consent decree also requires regular reporting to the EEOC, which will be monitoring the company's treatment of its Alaska workforce over the next 2 years.
And if there are complaints, they get handled in a more rigorous manner, and that then the EEOC will get reporting on all of those complaints for the next 2 years so we can see if they're holding up their end of the bargain.
The lawsuit asked for Baker to get her job back. Instead, the company agreed to pay her $50,000 in back wages and other compensation. Baker, who still lives and works in Juneau, declined to comment. The contractor's attorneys in Anchorage did not respond to requests for comment, nor did Costco, which has contracted with a sample dispensing firm for decades. In court filings, the contractor didn't dispute many of the allegations in the lawsuit, but it did deny that Baker was fired, saying she resigned instead. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.